A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, how can Singapore solidify its position as a global Asia node of technology, innovation and enterprise, as espoused by Finance Minister Heng Swee Keat in his Budget 2019 speech? How important, though, is it to leverage big data and machine learning in this regard? And how can Singapore SMEs get up to speed? We're going to find out from Sheena Chin, who's Country Director Singapore at Veritas, a worldwide leader in enterprise data protection and software-defined storage. Sheena, pleasure to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
Last time we spoke was after Budget 2018.
That's right.
And we were just saying some changes, but more moderately expansionary, as a lot of people have been talking about Budget 2019, right? But we're focusing on businesses. I think they got the most mention in this particular budget. The importance of leveraging now big tech or things like big data, machine learning, etc. Why would this be important? Can SMEs, some of them quite small, be able to leverage these kinds of things?
It is definitely very important, particularly for the SMEs. I think if you look into this time of the world now, most SMEs are riding the digital transformation journey. If you were to reference back to last year, it was already very encouraging for SMEs to hop into this platform, right, to transform their business. So with this year's budget, 2019, I think it is even more enticing with more helps provided by the government. So if you look into digital transformation and innovation, it's actually one thing determines the other, right? If you want to be very competitive, to be able to get closer and faster to your customers or consumer, I think you really need to be extra innovative to get there. And in order to, you know, if you look into the business transformation strategy, if you want to be extra outstanding, to be quicker and to be extremely successful and to be able to manage the data and making sure you get the right insight from all the data, I think that's where you need to be innovative as well. So it works both ways. You need to have both at any point in time.
So the importance is there of leveraging these kinds of technology.
That's
how
right.
accessible are these kinds of technologies for SMEs, particularly in Singapore though?
Right.
The budget 2019 is helping some, as you mentioned.
That's right. That's right. I think the technologies are there. Singapore being a typically a regional hub for several technologies providers, there are also some locally made technologies. They are there. However, I think a lot of work would have to be put in by the SMEs for themselves to really get themselves to be accessible, like what you say. I think apart from having the budget, having the funding. So I think this is where I think the government is doing their part to help them with some grant. The SMEs are also encouraged to be equipped with the right resources, the right knowledge, the right expert. I think with Budget 2019, they could also leverage on the government agencies for some help to, in a way, tap on some of the brains that could come from these agencies as well.
There are new measures that are bringing together a pool of experts
right.
that SMEs can tap
That's
into, right?
right?
Yeah. So this is all because there are three thrusts that the minister talked about for the broader economic transformation. It's the deep enterprise capabilities, deep worker capabilities.
That's right.
That's also another bugbear, though, for Singapore companies or companies in general, I think, getting the right people.
That's absolutely essential, right? I think even if you have the money to spend of the greatest technology, it's always about the three typical things, the people, process and technology, right? So therefore, I think there's a lot of focus on people. Skill set building up is an ongoing journey. You know, we have already seen what Skill Futures has available for most SMEs out there. But there's never ending to that, right? I think one should really, you know, move on to research on the essential skill set that they really need to have to build up their capabilities. And they could also leverage on the research institutions that are being formed right now within the Singapore context. I think there's a lot for them to leverage and, you know, and look out for all the innovative technologies out there. And however, I just want to bring the SMEs back to one very key thing, right? In order to be absolutely successful, they also need to be very pragmatic about their data management approach, right? It's not just about following the trend very blindly. If you look at the challenges of SME these days, the key challenges is still about, hey, if I want to ride on the trend, Do I have the data? And maybe most of them would have.
But once you have the data, what are you going to do with it?
Exactly.
Do you know what the data is telling you?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You ask a very good question. So do I even have that visibility?
Yeah.
You know, to start off with, some may not even know that they have the right data. They may have a lot of stuff, but it could be just unstructured data, right? And if they think that, okay, this data is good enough, but I want to really make some intelligence out of it, how are they going to do so? How are they going to filter? How are they going to really apply the right techniques to get the right insights out of it? And when they manage to get that capability, so naturally the amount of data would be increasing in a very exponential way. So how are they going to store it? Of course, in today's context, there are a lot of
how are you going to protect it
cloud
too?
Platform. Right. So yes, you could store it in, you know, lots of a third party location, but protection, which is what you just mentioned, is the next key element. So we've been very fearful of the cyber threats and the incidents that we have been seeing these days. Yeah. So it's a daunting task in terms of data management.
But digital defenses was something that Finance Minister Koh Boon Wan talked about as well. It's now the sixth pillar of Singapore's total defense. Mm-hmm. What else, though, can Singaporeans do or Singapore SMEs do to build up their digital defenses?
Right.
Now that they've gotten the, data everywhere, I'm now going to glean it, I've got insights. But as you said, the data then amounts grow exponentially. Now I've got to protect it.
Right. I think we should be very appreciative of what the government agencies are doing, you know, helping us with lots of enablement courses, build out the awareness and knowledge. But every individual, whether you are a business owner or whether you are the employees of an organization, I think should really do their part to beef out their security awareness, to be more vigilant against cyber threats. And apart from that, I think right from the top, because a lot of times the vulnerability that came out that led to
a breach,
came from a very weak policies within the organization. So that also bring me to highlight a point that in all businesses, I think the owners of the companies must also, you know, build up a culture to make sure everybody must stay very vigilant. They have to understand the severity of, let's say, having a data to land onto a wrong hand. I mean, just look around us. We have seen too many incidents that should really put us to big scares.
Yeah. I've got to tell you though, Sheena, speaking to business owners sometimes and sometimes employees as well, we don't think as an employee, I'm speaking from that perspective. Mm-hmm. As an employee, I don't think I'm that important when it comes to data security, so to speak, of my company. Mm-hmm. Sure, I'll change my password every now and then. It's a relatively strong password, but that awareness, I think, is still lacking maybe.
Right. I have to...
But it's a top-down, it's an IT's problem,
exactly.
It's not me.
Yeah, I have to agree that, you know, if you talk about maybe a decade ago, yes, the mentality has been largely like that. Most of them were like, hey, I'm
decade
relaxed,
ago,
right?
I'm a bit slow already. Okay.
But these days, I think if you were to step into most companies, even the SMEs...
They understand.
Yes, I think especially the millennials, they can be the one that are... leveraging on social media, on the internet, in a very wild way. However, because of their activities on the net, they are also becoming very aware that, hey, I need to be careful. Yeah, so it is about, in fact, you know, in my opinion, it is about also educating those who may not have been so exposed in terms of the social media, you know, the
connectivity that is happening today,
correct.
Right?
Yeah. So therefore, you know, building up the skill sets or retraining for the older workers could also help to eliminate this. But I think by and large, I've been seeing more and more companies having programs to instill that skill set, to even in a subtle way sometimes embarrass employees who are taking it too lightly. So it's trying to get them to feel...
Oh no, name and shame.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Dear. From an SME's perspective though, some of them feel as though I'm very small, you know, who cares about my data?
Right.
Is that changing though? Are they becoming more aware?
It is definitely changing because if you look at the businesses these days, in order to succeed and to reach out to more customers or consumers, they have to enlarge their platform. So if they sell via the very legacy manner, they won't just have that limit in their business expansion. So if they go to, you know, perform the online business, I think that's where they need to ensure that, hey, I have the right techniques, I have the right technologies, I have the right protection, security. So definitely, the trust from the consumer, from the customers, in terms of them doing the right things online is very essential, right? If I may mention here, Veritas commissioned a global survey last year in terms of getting some feedback from the consumers on how they trust businesses to conduct online business. We had something that says about 92% of the consumers are still very doubtful.
92%?
Yes. Although they do perform the transaction, but most of them were like, they make the transaction and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the trust is still not there. So obviously, businesses will still need to put on a lot of effort to really make themselves the trusted custodian.
So how far away do you think, though, Sheena, we are from being a player in the global Asia, or being a global Asia node of technology, innovation and enterprise in this regard, if, you know, people don't trust our companies to safeguard their data?
There's it's an ongoing process in order to build up that trust. For SMEs, I just read from the budget 2019, I think it's good that now they have, if you were to visit the website of IMDA, there is something interesting that they call it the DPTM for short. So that stands for Data Protection Trustmark Certification. I thought that's a very interesting and useful kind of endorsement to help give the SMEs the kind of trust leveling for their consumers to say that, hey,
of course,
sure you have gone through the right assessment and the rigorous,
there are criteria to meet, etc.
Yeah, so that should be quite useful for the SMEs.
Sheena Chin is Country Director, Singapore at Veritas. You can check them out at veritas.com. That is veritas.com. Sheena, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.